When we look around us, all we see is our toil as overblown green trees without fruit for our famished selves. We tend to ask ourselves a common question: why the delay of an obviously prospective blessing? It is more bearable to suffer oblivious of your portion of a blessing than to live in suffering with the full awareness of God's overdue promises concerning certain areas of your life. What an ironic fate! Sadly, many believers find themselves entangled in this puzzling condition. They have the bare knowledge that they are due for God's blessing or reward in some areas of their lives at the times they are experiencing, yet the breakthrough can't be seen manifesting. In fact, striking signs mark the season to solidify their convictions of the manifestation of the long-awaited breakthrough, but it all culminates in futility. This video will help you connect the dots between your current state and God's portion of blessing for you per time. Five key reasons why our expected blessing gets hindered, according to the Bible, are being highlighted. It is God's delighted will that we enjoy all that pertains to life and godliness, which He has freely given to us according to 2 Peter 1-3. Because we need the manifestation of these spiritual blessings to aid our journey through life and its daily demands. These resources, which pertain to life and godliness, manifest themselves materially and spiritually, according to the order of God's intention for our lives, per time. You wouldn't want to launch into this well of knowledge alone, would you? It is rather an act of mercy to kindly share this video with your loved ones, to partake in the wealth of God's wisdom, as well while you look forward to experiencing God's mercy in your own life. As the Bible says, "The merciful shall obtain mercy." By mercifully sharing this video with our friends, we partake in the nature of Christ as light-bearers and become God's instrument against the forces of darkness that keep God's children bound in ignorance. Finally, subscribe to our YouTube channel to remain subsequently notified of God's messages that promise to bless your soul and keep your spirit refreshed. God bless you. If this message resonates with you, I urge you to type Amen in the comment section below to tap into the opening phase of the outpour of God's blessing upon your life today. The blessings of God can be blocked from a man's life, primarily by sin. Sin is simply whatever makes man drift away from God's original perfect plan for his life. The Bible, in Isaiah 59:1-4, makes us understand that as much as the Lord is compassionate and able to hear and save us, He is as much too holy to behold sin. In other words, our sin makes the Lord hide His face from us. Sin, as the basic hindrance of God's blessing in a man's life, will be examined from five different angles. I trust the Lord to reveal your situation to you by virtue of His Spirit of divine understanding. Type Amen in the comment section below to key into your portion. The first thing that blocks God's blessing from your life is disobedience. As common as it may seem, the sin of disobedience robbed Adam and Eve of the privilege of living a stress-free life on earth. It cruelly ripped the haven of humanity away from him. The pioneer humans carelessly trivialized God's instruction, which warned them not to eat the fruits of just two trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, out of the countless others. They must have hissed, "Just that," to the command the Lord gave them. But the meager-looking instruction had the key to the fate or fortune of the entire human race. Their disobedience marked the origin of suffering, hard labor, and toil in the world today. A man has to labor hard, either physically or spiritually, which is in God's vineyard, in order to earn a time-bound life of rest. According to the book of Genesis, in Genesis 3:1-5, man was originally made to live as gods, exercising dominion over God's creation. This means we had all we needed at our beck and call, within our reach in the Garden of Eden. But this manner of rest expired prematurely, even though it was designed to last eternally. The blessing of God can be either totally aborted or blocked from your life when you disobey Him. The instruction that holds the key to your blessing may seem so harmless, but watch out, friend. It could be the last straw that breaks the camel's back. What is considered least by men is usually the greatest in the kingdom of God. Later in the Bible, the opportunity to experience a substitute Garden of Eden presented itself to the Israelites, and Moses, who led the troop, having labored sacrificially for the manifestation of this glorious purpose, missed out on reaping the fruit right on the verge of entering Canaan, the land that flows with milk and honey, because of disobedience. God's instruction to Moses, while the Israelites journeyed through the wilderness towards Canaan, was simple: speak to the rock, and it will give you and my people water. Instead, Moses struck the rock out of frustration. Water still came out for the people to drink, but his disobedience cost him the fullness of God's rewarding blessing for his years of labor. May the Lord grant you his sufficient grace to obey his instructions promptly. Type Amen in the comment section to confess your faith. The second thing that can block the blessings of God in your life is envy. Envy is the state of the heart of a man who earnestly desires God's blessing in an area of his life, but does not celebrate the manifestation of the same kind of blessing in his neighbor's life. Friend, inasmuch as you look to God for a particular promotion, victory, breakthrough, healing, or wealth, you must, by all means, avoid covetousness. Covetousness isn't just the act of physically taking your neighbor's property, but it begins in the heart. A heart full of envy would spitefully desire his neighbor's blessing, either by wishing it wasn't his fortune, or something terrible happens to retrieve it. By that wicked thought, such a man has taken what is his neighbor's and is guilty of covetousness, because if the opportunity to anonymously carry out that evil intention presents itself, he will surely take advantage of it. Envy, as a careless thought of, "I wish it were me instead," is the birthing point of covetousness, which can lead to a more grievous sin, like murder, which can manifest itself mentally through hatred or physically. Let me tell you the story of a man who received a curse from God in place of a potential blessing. His name is Cain. Cain had a twin brother, Abel, and they were both the offspring of Adam and Eve after their expulsion from the Garden of Eden. Abel was a shepherd, while Cain was a farmer. On the day they were to give sacrifice to God from their harvest, Abel carefully selected his fattest lamb and sacrificed it to God, while Cain offered his farm harvests, which were not special in any way, just farm produce without life. God was so pleased with Abel that he accepted his sacrifice and blessed him, but rejected that of Cain. Cain became angry with God and envious of the favor his brother found in the sight of God. Sometimes in life, you could find yourself at this point where your emotions would want to rob you of God's blessing. But whenever this feeling of envy wants to lift its proud head in your heart, remember what God said to Cain in Genesis 4-7. If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. This makes it clear to you that you can still be eligible for God's blessing if you can tame the nature of your thoughts toward your neighbors. And you do this by celebrating with them and learning positive, blessing-provoking secrets from them. But if you do otherwise and turn to hatred, you're in no way qualified for God's blessing. Instead, you stand to be cursed by God for killing your brother or sister in your heart, just like Cain eventually did. God's standard is sure when he says in Psalm 24:3-5, "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior." If this message resonates with you, I urge you to type "Lord, purify my heart and bless me" in the comment section below. The third thing that can block the blessing of God in your life is the absence of cheerful giving. Do you want to see the abundance of God's blessing flow into and through your life consistently? If yes, let me know in the comment section below. Let me tell you, for this to be possible, you have to cultivate your professed faith with a life of giving cheerfully. Giving is an act of sacrifice, but the manner in which we make this determines the outcome of it. Your attitude towards giving either makes or mars the manifestation of your expected desire, which is God's blessing. God has clearly shown us the prescribed attitude for a person who intends to acquire God's blessing in 2 Cor 9-7, which tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. God says further in verses 9 and 10 that such a man has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Have you ignorantly crafted a blockage for God's blessing upon your life all along? It's not too late to return to the path of God's original plan for your life. Dear child of God, God's word encourages you today to give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. At this point, it is possible for one to say, I do not disobey God, I am neither envious nor covetous, and I give cheerfully. Why then, can't I experience God's blessing in my life? See, there is one common sin that is prevalent in our world today, and that is idolatry. Idolatry is greatly capable of blocking God's blessing from your life in spite of the fulfillment of time and season. According to Ecclesiastes 3:1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. You can experience penury, hardship, and setbacks for a prolonged time in your life because of idol worship. Idolatry is simply dedicating your worship, time, fear, and reverence to anything else more than you do to God. It could be a goal, possession, relationship, desire, or phobia. God's first commandment rebukes us from prioritizing anything else above Him. For the Lord your God, who is among you, is a jealous God, and His anger will burn against you, and He will destroy you from the face of the land. Sometimes, we let specific phobia take the place of our total reverential fear of God, and this mindset encourages us to compromise our faith in the face of challenges. God becomes jealous when we let the fear of man, the fear of failure, and the fear of missing opportunities take His place in our lives, even when He clearly instructs us to wait for Him to work things out on our behalf according to His own time. When we let fear push us to do things our own way, God can't take the glory because our effort takes the credit. God doesn't want to share His glory with your effort, intellect, smartness, connection, or skill. And this fact is made apparent when He says in Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. He wants to bless you His own way and in His own time. While you wait, the Lord works, but while you work, He waits. If this message resonates with you, I urge you to type, I will choose your marvelous work over my wisdom, in the comment section below. Please don't forget to like and share this video with your friends and loved ones, and as you become a blessing to someone's life by doing this with faith, the Lord will bless you richly. The topic of faith brings us to the final reason why you experience the blockage of God's blessing from your life, and that reason is a lack of faith. God's way often defies our human knowledge. For you to partake in blessing from an immortal God, you have to be acquainted with His ways. The book of Isaiah 55:8 reminds us that His ways are not the ways of men. And in the next verse, He declared, As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. You can only become acquainted with God's way of doing things in your life by choosing to live by faith. Remember, the just shall live by faith. God can choose to bless you through the least reasonable medium or most unthinkable person, but you can only benefit from this blessing if you debunk your human logic, which limits God. Today, do not restrict God in your life by confining Him to the human pattern or principles set up by the world. Your faith gives God express access to bless you in unimaginable ways. With this in place, we let Him show up as one whom the Scripture describes in Ephesians 3:20, as Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. God blessed Abraham and Sarah with an offspring of many nations because they chose not to restrict God with the knowledge of His natural state of barrenness. Have you chosen to believe in God unrestrictedly today? Put your answer in the comment section below. And let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord, we come to You with hearts full of gratitude. We thank You for always being there. even when we doubt, even when we waver. Strengthen our resolve, Lord. Help us to keep praying, to keep believing, and to trust in your promises. For every individual listening, may they feel a renewed sense of hope, a rekindled passion for prayer, and the assurance that you're always listening. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Before we conclude, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude for your continued support. If you've been blessed by our messages, consider supporting this channel through Super Thanks or donations with the maximum capacity that you are comfortable with. Your generosity ensures that we can continue this mission, spreading the love of Christianity and bringing the teachings of Jesus to every corner of the world. Remember, every prayer, every amen, every act of kindness, and every donation helps us touch more lives, make a difference, and bring souls closer to God. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and for being a beacon of hope in a world that so desperately needs it. We would love to keep in touch with you through prayers, so kindly share your earnest desire with us in the comments below. May God bless you abundantly, guide your steps, and fill your life with His unending love and grace. Until next time, keep praying, keep believing, and never let doubt dim your light.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.